Today's daf is Krisos daf Chofov, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Chof Hey Amid Beis Chayvei Ashamois Tluyim Bechulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Alisa. So the last Gemara that we learned on daf Chof Hey Amid Beis discussed the halacha of the Mishnah that said that if somebody's chayiv to bring a carbon chatos or a asham vaday, and then Yom Kippur happens, the halacha is chayovim lahavi lacha yom kippurim. Even though Yom Kippur is a mechaper, but this person is still going to be obligated to bring his carbon chatos, his carbon asham after Yom Kippur. Chay ve'asham ischuyim. If, however, somebody was chayiv to bring an asham talui, and then Yom Kippur happens, the halacha is pturim, he is going to be potter. And the Gemara brought two mekayres, Rav Dimi and Abaya, how it is we know that if somebody's chayiv a chatas vaday or an asham vaday, and then Yom Kippur happens, he's still going to be chayiv. Rav Dimi learned it from the pasuk v'chiper al hakodesh mitumos bnei Yisrael umi pesheim l'chol chatoisam. A pesha is an aveir b'mezid. Chatoisam is an aveir b'shoigig. The pasuk seems to be comparing a hekesh between an aveir b'mezid, aveir b'shoigig, just like an aveir b'mezid is not a bar carbon, so too the Avera B'shoigig that the Pasuk says in Kippur is going to be Mechaper for is also an Avera B'shoigig for which there's no carbon. Abaya had a similar Makar. It says regarding the Sara Mishtalech, V'somach Aharon Ishtei Yodav Al Rish HaSara Achai V'ezvada Olav Es Kol Avoynis B'nei Yisrael V'ez Kol Pesheim L'chol Chatoisam. Again, Pesheim is an Avera B'mezid, Chatoisam is an Avera B'shoigig. We seem to be equating the Avera B'mezid and the Avera B'shoigig that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for, just like the Avera B'mezid is not an Avera for which you can bring a carbon because you almost never can bring a carbon for an avera b'mezid, so too the avera b'shoigig that we're talking about, it is an avera for which you can't bring a carbon. Either way, so we have two mekayres, machloikis amiram, with an interesting exchange, shak levetaria, between the amiram, but two mekayres, how it is you know that if someone's chayv achatos, someone's chayv an oshem vaday, then Yom Kippur, the halach is, he's still going to be obligated to bring his carbon after Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara is going to find the makar to the second part of this halacha. And that is that if Yechayv and Hashem Tolei and Yom Kippur happens, you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, it says, and we learn from here, a chet that's lifnei Hashem. It's chatoisechem lefnei Hashem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about it. What do you mean? You don't know that you did an Avera? No, because it's a safek. You're not sure if you ate chaylev or if you ate shulman. So a chet she'ei makar boy ela ha-makoyim yom kippis mechaper. That's how you know that if you chayv an Hashem toloi, v'over all of yom kippah, you're going to be pot. I'm Rav Tachlifa Avu de Rav Huna Mishmei de Rav Voz. Rav Hanuna's father, Rav Tachlifa, said over in the name of Rav, Kad Maisanami loitesi lemifshite loimi de Rav Dimi v'loimi de Rabbi. Now that we have this makar, we have a makar of Mikol Chatei Seichel Fnei Hashem to tell me that if you chayv in Hashem Tali, v'over all of yom kippah, you're going to be pot. We don't need Rav Dimi's makar anymore. We don't need Abaya's makar. We don't need those two makaris that we just mentioned in our intro to teach me that if you chayv a chatos or an asham vaday, va'avar al yom kippur you're going to be chayev. Why? Ela meha cheche makar boy ela mokim yom kippur mechaper. Umina you could be medayik cheche makar boy ela mokim yom kippur mechaper. Avol diyadapa loy mechaper. Meaning this makar is going to teach us everything. Once we have this makar to teach me that if you chayev asham tali va'avar al yom kippur you're going to be potter. Umina michlal lavat hashemayahin I could be medayik from there that it's only if it's michol chatei seichel lefnei Hashem that you're going to be potter. But if it's an aver that you know about, it was a chet vaday, whether it's a chatas vaday that you chayiv, or whether it's an asham vaday that you chayiv, in both of those cases, you're still going to have to bring your carbon. Another halacha that Rav Huna's father, Rav Tachlifa, said over in the name of Rava, in this general context. If somebody was chayiv malkis, and then over all of Yom Kippur, you don't say, Yom Kippur was mechaper on the chayiv malkis, and as a result, you got kapara for your averis. We don't have to get malchus for anymore. No, the halach is still going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. Ma'ishna mi'chayiv v'chatoiz v'ashomoiz v'adam. Didn't we just say that if you were chayiv v'chatoiz v'adei oshem v'adei v'over all of Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayiv? So why should malchus be different? Meaning the only time you're potter is mikol chatoiz seichel v'fnei Hashem. If it's a chet she'ein makar bo yel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chatoiz v'adei oshem v'adei, being that you know about it, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, you still need to bring the carbon. So too, Malkus should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, over there, a carbon is a chi of mammon. It's even though when you think of karbanos, you don't think of it as being dinei mamonos. We spoke out not so long ago that when it comes to the hilchas edus of karbanos, it's Pashtus treated it as a echad nemen b'yisurim. We spoke at a sefri, la'yakum eid echad, l'chol avinu, l'chol chatas, that maybe there's a special drasha that says that when it comes to chatas, it comes to karbonos, you have to have two edim. But at first glance, a chi of carbon is not a chi of mamon. It's a question of kapara, it's a question of isa v'hetur. Now it involves money, because you have to buy your carbon. And being that you have to buy your carbon, there's a mamonous component to it. But the point is, being that there is a tzad mamon when it comes to karbanos, so you would have thought that it's tafka over there that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, because Yom Kippur can't remove chiyuvei mamon. Aval hocha, when it comes to malchus, where there's no monetary component to it whatsoever, aside from maybe the doctor's bills that this person's going to have to pay, the nezek tzar ripushevus boishes that he'll probably incur as a result of the malchus, but it's inherently not an oinish that involves mamon. Therefore, you could have argued, a maloi, maybe Yom Kippur is mechaper, meaning there's a svarat to say that Yom Kippur for sure can't be mechaper in mamon. And maybe the reason Yom Kippur doesn't work in lieu of karbonis is because of the mamon shavai. But as opposed to Malchus, which doesn't have mamon, maybe Yom Kippur would be mechaper k'mashkon, says the Gemara, but not tonight. Isn't there another Mishnah? A Mishnah Mesechtish was, hoida v'lei hoida, asei v'loi sasei, that the Sora Mishtalech was mechaper. So you see, Yom Kippur was mechaper for the Sora Mishtalech, for the loi sasei. Loi sasei is always when you bring Malchus. So the Gemara says, like, kasha, hada asrube, hada loi asrube. When the Mishnah says that the Sora Mishtalech was mechaper for loi sasei, it means that there was no asro, so there was going to be no Malchus. What Rav Tachlifa, Avud Ravuna, Mishmei the Rabba was saying is, with his Malchus, over there the halacha is, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. So the bottom line is, if someone was chayv achatas and an asham, va'avaral v'yom kippur, he still has to bring his carbon. If someone was chayv malkis, va'avaral v'yom kippur, he's still going to be chayv. Certainly if someone was chayv mises bezdin, va'avaral v'yom kippur, he's still going to be chayv mises bezdin. The only time Yom Kippur could take away a real chiyuv, if someone was chayv asham tali. If somebody was chayv asham tali, even though he has a chiyuv carbon, and even though there's a tzad mamon, this svara that the Gemara just spoke at, it doesn't matter. Still, the halacha is, he's going to be potter. How do you know that? It's learned out from a pasuk. A pasuk that we all know. Ki bayoy mazeh yichapra aleichem l'tahir eschem mikol chateiseichem b'fnei Hashem titaru. There's a special taira that a yid gets when his avera is l'fnei Hashem, where only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about the avera that he did. And even though that avera that I did or might have done right now was mechayev me, dinem, I have a chiyuv asham tov, it doesn't matter for that, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, says the Gemara. That's true. If there's this concept that anytime a person has a suffix if he did an avera, now he has to bring a carbon. The halacha is Yom Kippur's mechaper, says the Gemara. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Simin your ledes mitzayir nozes loy tebeg. Safik yoy that ledes shavar al yom kippur. Wait, I see. If a woman is a safik yoy ledes, so she had a baby, she's not sure if the baby requires her, obligates her to bring a carbon. Then Yom Kippur happens. Says the Gemara, maybe she shouldn't be mechuyev to bring a carbon. One of the carbonos that the Yoledes brings is a chatas ha'oy. The assumption is she's bringing a chatas because she did an avera. So if she's bringing a chatas because she did an avera, she's a safik Yoledes. She has a safik if she did an avera. The only one that knows is Hashem. It's mikol chatoy seichem lefnei Hashem tetaru. The halach is, Yom Kippur happens, she shouldn't have a chiyev to bring her carbon. Don't keep her on Yom Kippur. The chet shei makar be'alam akumu. I'm Rav Yishio l'chol chatoy sam aloy l'chol tomasa. The reason the Yoledes brings her chatas ha'oyf is not because she did an avera. What avera did she do? She had a baby? That's not an avera. The reason she brings it is because she's tame. A yoledes is tame. It's something called tumas yoledes. She has to bring a carbon for her not to be tame anymore. So it's not mikol chatei seichem lefnei Hashem tetaru. The pasuk doesn't say mikol tumay seichem. The atuma she'e makar b'yal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says a chet she'e makar b'yal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Safik yoledes is not a safik chayte, says the Gemara. Is that true? Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The ma yoledes chaytasi. My ikal meimer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that a yoledes is a chayte. Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechtas Nida. The shashi kairas lele nishbas shalei tizakik l'vayla. Because a woman, when she's in labor, she's in so much pain, she swears, literally. She makes a shvua that she's never going to be with her husband anymore. Then she violates the shvua. As a result, she's a chaytas. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said she is a chaytas. Doesn't that mean then that the chatas that she's bringing is probably coming to be mechaper for the chet? So it's again a chet she makar be'el HaKadosh Baruch. So at least according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, once a safik yoledes has a Yom Kippur, she shouldn't be chayev to bring her carbon anymore. So the Gemara says, even though Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it's true, said that a yoledes is a chayte, but ki kamaisi carbon l'shtaruy b'achilas kal shemu v'loy v'kapara maser. Rav Shimon ben Yochai didn't mean that the chatas oif now becomes a regular chatas, and it becomes a chatas that's ba'al chet. The chatas is coming to be matar and kachem. in terms of whether she's a chayte, yeah, Rabbi Shammai Chayte says she's a chayte. But that's not the purpose, that's not the essence of the chatas. Now, chatas, we know, is always baal chet, right? That's always the purpose of a chatas. It's baal chet, stating that there are exceptions to the rule. There are chatas where the main primary purpose of the chatas is not to be mechaper. This is a classic example of that. In Masechta Zvachim, the first perek, we saw that there are different dinim to this chata. So a chata shaloi l'shma is pasul. There's a tzad in the Gemara that a chata that's not baal chet would be okay shaloi l'shma. Because even though it is a chata, so on some level for sure it's chatas, but the purpose of it, the matara of it is not to be mechaper. Now it could be, it is mechaper, oil is also mechaper, but an oil of course is not baal chet. Either way, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the yeledes doesn't bring a carbon because of the avera. She brings it to be matar b'kachim, thus the suffik yeledes is not a suffik chayte from the carbon perspective, but rather she's a suffik tamei mikol chatoi seichem lefnei Hashem. It's when there's a suffik chet, then you get kapar, you don't have to bring the carbon anymore. This is not a question of suffik chet, this is a question of suffik tumah, says the Gemara. It's really mefurish mission. A woman who has a suffix, if she has to make a chatas oif, over the Yom Kippurim, chayeves lahavi l'acha yeh ma kippurim. So the halacha is mefurish in the Mishnah, and by the way, the time is mefurish in the Mishnah. Neisha machshar t'lecha b'zvachim. The whole purpose of the carbon is to be matir b'zvachim. Yom Kippur is not matir b'zvachim. If the purpose was kapara, so maybe Yom Kippur could be mechaper, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is that she needs to bring a carbon, so she should be able to eat kachin. What does Yom Kippur have to do with that? Elam Yata says the Gemara, another kash. Safik mitzayra, shabba olav Yom Kippur, my maisi. If someone's a safik mitzayra, then Yom Kippur happens, he shouldn't have to bring a carbon. One of the carbonas that mitzayra brought was an ashtam, a mitzayra brought carbonas that involved, at first glance, what you would think is kapara. So safik mitzayra, Yom Kippur, it should be treated like an asham tali. The over aleh yom kippurim, the chet she makabay el amakim. If only Hashem knows whether this person is a mitzayra, so why is it different than an asham tali? I'm Rabbi Yishe l'chol chatoisam loy l'chol tumasam. Again, the reason the mitzayra brings his carbon is not for kapara, it's for tahira. Faith the Gemara, is that true? A mitzayra is not a chayte. V'am Rav Shmuel v'anachmeni, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Al shivet dvarim nigaim ba'im. There are seven things that cause a person to become a tzaira. The most notable one, of course, is Lashon Hara, the sugis that we learned not so long ago, Maseches Erechin. But the point is, Al Shiva Devarim Nigayim Ban. So you see that a Mitzayr is a Chaytik. So the Gemara says, it's true, Mitzayr is a Chaytik. But Mitzayr Kikam Maisi, Lav the Kapara Maisi, Elo the Shari Bechilas Kachim. Even though Mitzayr is a Chaytik, it's not why he brings his Asham. The reason the Mitzayr brings his Asham is to be matrim bachilas kachim, it's not for his kapar elamiyato. A third kasha, suffik nazir, shavad b'yem ha-kippurim, loy maisi. If someone is a suffik nazir, and now he became tame. So there's a suffik of nazirus of tuma over here. Yom Kippur happens, he shouldn't bring a carbon. Da kiper yom ha-kippurim. Dechet she makubay el ha-makimu. Am Rav Yoshio, l'chol chatoysam. Again, v'loy l'chol tumasam. Over here, it's a question of whether this Nazir is Tomei or not Tomei, it's a Safik Tumah, being that it's a Safik Tumah. For Safik Tumah, you don't have this halacha. What about Koin to Blazar Kaper, who says that every Nazir is a Chayte? So even though it's a Safik Tumah, but every Nazir is a Chayte, so shouldn't we look at it as a Safik Chet? So the Gemara says, Nazir, Kiko Maisi, Karbin, Lav, Likapara, Maisi. We'll do the brackets, not the parentheses. Elo, Lamechel, Olam, Nazilas, Tairo. Right now he's a Safik, he might be Tomei, and he can't start a new Naziris until he brings a carbon. So the reason he's bringing the carbon is to allow him to start as Naziris again. Again, it's not being brought for a Safik Chet, it's being brought for a Safik Tumah. This rule that Yom Kippur works is where it's a question of Kapara. It's a question of starting a new Naziris. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with that. El Meyata, a fourth kasha, Safik Soita, She'avar Oleo Yema Kippurim Lo Itaisi. What about a Safik Soita, your classic Safik Soita? As in the first mission of Masechta Soita, Kinu Sira, we're not sure now if there was a B or not. This is the Sveika Deiraisa, the classic example of a Safik that the Torah talks about, Asar Kivadai. Now the husband takes his wife up to the Beis Hamikdash Shar Nikner. We're going to have to figure out, she's going to have to drink from this magical potion to find out whether she's Tamin. What if Yom Kippur happens in between from the Kinyan Stira and when she actually drank? Maybe she shouldn't have to bring any carbon anymore. Yom Kippur, the chet she makubay ela makon. Amar Rav Hoshias, Rav Hoshias said, l'chol chatoysam v'loy l'chol tumas. Again, her carbon has nothing to do with chet. Her carbon has to do with Tuma. We know that Soitas Tame Tuma Ksiv Bakar Rayas. That's Yevamos 101. But the point is that the carbon's coming for Tuma. Abayi, Abayi said a different teretz. He said a Geshmaka teretz. He said Bayo Makrabai. He said this is not a situation where nobody knows. Not true. The Bayo for sure knows. Well, not her. She knows. But for sure, in this case, the Bayo was Rava. My Rava says Soita Ki Kamasi Levar Oven Kasia. Said that the reason the soita brings the carbon is not for kapara, it's not even for the tumah, it's levara ravoin. The carbon was an integral ingredient in the mayim hamaarim working to notify us whether or not the carbon actually took place. It's very important. You saw it in the sugyas of Maseches Menachos that the minchas kanois, the mincha that the soita brought, its essence was levar ravoin. Comes up in the Nachas Daf Beis, but regardless, being that it's levar ravoin, again, the carbon has nothing to do with kapara. With the carbon's essence is kapara, so then there's a rule: Yom Kippur works in lieu of the carbon. That this carbon's essence is not the kapara. One final question: El meyato egla rufa sh'avar al yom kippurim v'chulu. We know what the v'chulu is at this point. Same question: egla rufa. There's a safek who the reitzeach is. We're not sure if Yom Kippur happens. Whoever the reitzeach is, he should have gotten kaparas at that point. Why don't we say, like the Asham Tali, Mikol Chatei Seich, and Lefnei Hashem Tataru, there shouldn't be a Chiev to do the Egla Rufa anymore. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Hoyrig Maker. The Hoyrig knows. Rav Amar Rav says, the Pasuk says, Ulo Oris Le Yechupa Ladam Asher Shafach Bava Goymer. The Pasuk is pretty descriptive when it comes to Ritzich. It says, if somebody kills somebody, the land, Lo Yechupa Ladam Asher Shafach Bava, unless the person who was the Ritzich got killed. Meaning over here with the Torah outline exactly what the Oynish is for Ritzicha. It's as if the Torah is saying that some of the alternate ways of getting kapara are not going to work. So usually Yom Kippur is a mechapar. Over here, Yom Kippur is not going to be a mechapar. See, the Torah said the way you got kapara. So Yom Kippur is out of the picture. Rav Papa says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kapil Amchi Yisrael v'goymer. That's a Pasuk in the parasha of Egla Rufa. And Chazal Darshan from there, Ru'i Kapara Zushat Chapar Yoytze Mitzrayim. That if somebody or generation would bring an Egla Rufa today, it would be mechapar even for a Sofik Ritzicha that happened in the times that the Yidden were Mitzrayim. Now, what exactly that means, I'm very sure. But for our purposes, this is what we need. If you could be Egla Rufa and Yekka Parah for 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, what does that mean? What that means is that even though a lot of Yom Kippur's passed between then and now, Yom Kippur's not going to be Mechaper. So from this drasha of Kapila Amchi Yisrael, they can get Kapara now for something. By the way, this is a Makar that someone who's not alive anymore can still get Kapara for an Avera that he did while he was alive, right? Giving Tztaka for Neshamas and things like that. It comes from this Pasuk because you see from here that it's possible Ru'uya Kapara Zush at the Kapar Al Yoitzim is right. But either way, says the Gemara, that's why Egla Ruf is not going to be a Tushtal either. So again, we had a Yisoid that if someone was Chayv and Hashem Tali, but overall of Yom Kippur, the Halachas, he doesn't have to bring his Hashem Tali anymore. Why not? It's not from a Pasuk. If someone does an Avera, that's only Lefnei Hashem. Only Hashem knows about this Avera. What do you mean? What, you don't know if he did Avera? No, Tzaf, you're not sure. That he chelav, that he shumin. You don't know if he did the Avera. The Halachas, he got kapar. Frankly, if that's the case, I'll bring you five other examples where at first glance is a Tzafik, but overall of Yom Kippur, I don't think that Halachas, Yom Kippur is going to work. What were the examples? Go back to the simen. Yerledes, Mitzayra, Nazir, Soita, and Egla. These were the five examples. In all of these cases, Safik, Egla Ruf is inherently a Safik. But in all these cases, if it was Avar Olav Yom Kippur, shouldn't Halacha be that you don't bring the carbon afterwards? And the teretz is, the Gemara gave terutzim and for each individual case. Says the Gemara, now that we just said that if somebody does an Aveira, only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows if the Aveira was an Aveira or not, and Yom Kippur happens, the Halacha Yom Kippur is Chaper. So if you chayv an Hashem Tali, but overall Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring the Hashem Tali anymore. Emo ki misya l'day basa yom kippurim nami loymaisi chatos. Shouldn't halacha be if someone does an avera b'shoigik, he's chayv chatos. He doesn't know about it yet. He just doesn't know. He was not informed yet that he did an avera for which he would have to bring a carbon chatos. Va'avarol Yom Kippur, and then he finds out later somebody tells him that by the way you have to bring a carbon chatos. Maybe the halacha should be you shouldn't have to bring a carbon chatos anymore. Why? Because when Yom Kippur happened, you didn't know about it. So being that you didn't know about it at that point, so it was a chet, the lo yoda boy, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chet shei makro boy, el HaMakoy. The rule is, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So why should that be any different than an Asham Tali? So again, till now we brought Mekairis, Asham Tali. When you know what you did, you're just not sure. I ate. something. I'm not sure if it was cheder for shuman. It's a cheder she makar be'olam makim. That loch is yom kippur's machaber. What about this case? A case where I don't know, wasn't revealed to me bechlal. It's not even a, I'm not chayv vashem tol. It's not even a question of vashem tol necessarily. But a cheder she makar be'olam makim. Then yom kippur happens. Ki misy l'day basi yom kippurim. Maybe that loch should be that you don't have to bring a carbon chatos. And we know that's not the case. I'm Rab Zera. So Rab Zera said loy matzis amri. It can't be. The chsiv kra yediya gabi chatos v'gabi nasi v'gabi tzibur. Because the Torah said three times, with regards to the halacha of chatos, that the only time you bring a carbon chatos is if you had yedi. You know that you did an avera. So again, this is something that we've seen a lot in Masechtas Krisos. That is that the only time you bring a carbon chatos is if you know you did an avera. Pashid, it's lafuked ashem tali. Ashem tali, you don't know. Chatos, you have to know. But we've seen it's much more than that. There's a halacha that you have to have yediya of the avera in order for you to be able to bring a carbon chatos. Now, the Torah said it by your classic chatos, your ordinary yachid, your katas yachid, that didn't avera, b'shoigik, shazdoin yikaris, the only time this person brings a carbon chatas is if there was yidi. Torah said it by the nasi. The nasi, as in the melech, if he would do an avera b'shoigik, shazdoin yikaris, he too has to bring a carbon, but he brings a different type of chatas. Whereas the standard chatas is a chatas nekeva, the nasi's chatas has to be a dafka zachar. The gabi tzibur, there's also a concept of a chatas tzibur. When does the tzibur bring a chatas? So that's Hoirius 101. Par helim dover shal tzibur. We're best in paskin, they made a mistake. Roiv of Klai Yisrael follow Bezdin's Psak, and the halach is you bring one carbon, a carbon tzibur, maybe each shevet, right? Different shittas in the Mishnayos and Masechta Sairis, but the point is there's a carbon tzibur, that's one, not each yachid, carbon tzibur. So you have the chatas yachid, the chatas nasi, the chatas tzibur, they're all very, very similar, but not the same. And by each parsha, the Torah has it over that the only time you bring the carbon is if it was yediyah. So it says the Gemara, why did the Torah do that? You know why the Torah did that? To teach me a halach, a chiddush in yediyah. What's the chiddush in yediyah? That even if your yediyah came after Yom Kippur, still you're going to be chayv for bringing a carbon chatos. And that's why, even though when Yom Kippur happened, it was technically mikol chatoseich l'fnei Hashem tetaru. So based on that, maybe you would think you shouldn't be chayv a carbon chatos. The Teretz says there's an extra mention of yediyah in the Torah, and because of the extra mention of yediyah in the Torah, we learn the halacha that there's a yediyah that you would have thought maybe is not a yediyah. The yediyah after Yom Kippur, it's still going to be mechayv your chatos. Where's that extra yediyah? Chatas nasi tzibur, three times, one of them is extra. Says the Gemara, which one is extra? The way the Gemara approaches it is that I don't think any of them are extra. Tzrich, l'chayr, I need all three. Meaning you're assuming something's extra to teach me this halacha. What's extra? L'chur, ikas rachman agabi yachid. Had the Torah only mentioned yediyah by yachid, I mean, I would have thought. Kulam yachid layasin. You can't learn nasi and tzibur from yachid. The ikal mifrach, because you could always argue mali yachid, shekol karbani nekeva. A yachid's chatas is always going to be a nekeva. I mean that a yachid's chatas is always going to be a nekeva, that's a kula. Why? It's not clear, but that's a kula. And being that it's a kula, maybe it also has the kula of yediyah. Yediyah is a kula. Because if there's a tenai that you have to have yediyah in order to bring a karma chatas, it's going to knock out a lot of situations where you would have thought maybe you chayv to bring a karma chatas. A lot of kulas emanate from the fact that the only time you bring a chatas is if there was yediyah. So maybe the chatas yachid that has a kula called Karban in the Keva also has the kula that it has to have yediyah, as opposed to the parhal and davashal tzibur, which was a zachar, and even the chatas nasi was a zachar as well. Now, the truth is, there was a time that the chatas nasi was in a keva. When? Avidazar. Then it was also in a keva. That's the emphasis. Malu yachid shekol karbon in a keva. By the yachid, it's always in a keva. Nasi only sometimes, tzibur never. And as a result, maybe that's why it has a school of nichtigabi nasi v'naitzi hanuch. Maybe it should have said it by nasi, and the other one should be extra. No. You could argue, hanuch mi yachid mi nasi layasi. You can't learn yachid from nasi. There's one chattis that the nasi doesn't have, that the ordinary yachid does have. And that is the halacha of shvuas ha'edos. A nasi, a melech, is not obligated to say Eidos. And being that he's not obligated to say, could be, can't say Eidos, Melech Shemachal, Akvoide, and Kvoide Machal. So the Nasi doesn't say Eidos. As a result, he doesn't have the Parashah Shavuos Eidos. That's a Kula. Being that it's a Kula, if the Torah only would have mentioned Yediyah by Nasi, you would have thought the Nasi, who has a Kula, he doesn't have Shavuos Eidos, which is a type of Chatos. It's an Eidos of Yorid, but it's a type of Chatos. So maybe over here, the Halacha is he needs Yediyah, as opposed to the ordinary Yachid that does have Shavuos Eidos. What about the Tzibur? The Tzibur also doesn't have Shavuos Eidos. But the Tzibur mi Nasi la Yasi, the Kilim Rechim, Mal the Nasi came big carbon in the Keva. Sometimes the Nasi has Nekeva. as opposed to the tzibur, that never has the keva. Again, when does the nasi sometimes have nekeva? Avoy dezar. Nichtav gabi tzibur, maybe should have said it by tzibur. V'naisi yochid v'nasi mina ikel mifrach mala tzibur, shekein ein chayov en el al helim dover m'shigigas maisa. It's very hard for the tzibur to be chay v'chatas, right? It has to be a par helim dover shal tzibur, we're best in paskin, and it's not your classic shoygig, I am mesach desoyrius. But the point is, that's a kula. And being that it's a kula, so you can't learn chatas yochid or chatas nasi from tzibur either. So says the Gemara, I need them. Each one is necessary. I need the yediyah by chatas yochid, by the chatas nasi, by the chatas zibur. So the Gemara says, "Bichad yediyah liyasi." You're right. Each the Torah could have only said one, because you would never know the two from the one. But tesi chad yediyah mitarti. What the Torah could have done is the Torah could have mentioned two and not mentioned the third. I could have learned the third from the two. How so? Loi nichtav yediyah gabi yochid. But tesi v'nasi v'tzibur. Should it not have said yediyah by yochid, and I would have learned yochid from nasi v'tzibur? Ikel mifrach malo nasi v'tzibur shkeinim b'shmiyas kol. The nasi doesn't have shmuas eidus, and the tzibur doesn't have shmuas eidus. So I would never be able to learn yochid from them. Toima bi yochid sheyeshim b'shmiyas kol. Right? Loi nichtav kol yediyah gabi tzibur shet the Torah. Not said it by tzibur. V'tesi mi yediyah. Yachid and Nasi. Maybe the Torah shouldn't mention Yediyah by the Tzibur, and I would have learned it from Yachid and Nasi. Yachid and Nasi. Shekein yesh bekarbonon nekeva. The Yachid is always in a cave, and the Nasi sometimes in a cave. Taimi b'tzibur, shein b'karbonon nekeva. Zimar says, you're right, but here's the point. Loi nichtav gabi Nasi. You know what's extra? Nasi. The Torah did not have to mention the fact that there's a halacha of yediyah by a nasi, because I could have learned the betesi mi yediyah di yachid v'tzibur. Once I know that a chatas yachid requires yediyah, and I know the parhel davar shel tzibur requires yediyah, I know that the chatas nasi requires yediyah as well. I can learn it from a tzad hashava. Why? My parches. What's that's the frage? Im ishum deinu b'shmias koil, you're gonna tell me that there's no shmias koil yachid yachiyach. The im ishum di yesh b'chol karbonoi nekeva tzibur yoichiach de'im bekarbonoi nekeva ad de islan yediyah loy mechayev lomeli dechsev yediyah gabi nasi. So we have to figure out the gersoyus here. And ein ein shah demeinu inyan legufei da'asim miyachid v'tzibur tineu inyan lehecha demisya v'dei bosa yemaki purim demaisi chatas. What the Gemara says is, at the end of the day, the Torah mentions by the chatas yachid, the chatas nasi, and the parah davar shel tzibur, that the only time you chayv to bring a chatas is a very important tonight. There's a prerequisite. There has to be yediyah. The Torah did not have to mention yediyah by the chatas nasi. I could have learned it from a tzad hashava between the chatas yochid and between the parah davar shel tzibur. Any pircha that you're going to ask chatas yochid, tzibur teichiach, tzibur, yochid teichiach. Why did the Torah then mention yediyah by the chatas nasi? To teach me a completely different halacha. To teach me that if someone did an avera b'shoigig shezloin ikaris, and he didn't know about it before Yom Kippur, and the yediyah happened after Yom Kippur, you would have thought that that yediyah is not mechayev and mechatas. Why? Because Yom Kippur was mechaper. Why? Because when Yom Kippur happened, it was Mikol Chatei Seichel Lefnei Hashem Tetaru, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew about it. And just like if you would have a Sofik Chel of Sofik Shuman, where you would have eaten it, you knew you ate it, you just don't know if it was Asr Mutter, and then Yom Kippur happened, Yom Kippur would be Mechaper, maybe in this case Yom Kippur should be Mechaper as well. Kamash Malon, the word Yediyah, the concept of Oy Hoida Ilo by the Chatas Nasi to teach me that a Yediyah for Nochi Yom Kippur is Oycha Yediyah. And therefore, it's going to be Mechayiv this person to bring a carbon chat. Abaye Omer, Abaye said, I disagree with you. Gabi Nasi I have a pircha. I don't think you'd be able to learn the Nasi from the Yochid and the Tzibur. The Yochid and the Tzibur are never going to be Nishtana. The Yachid is always a Yachid, and the Tzibur is always going to be a Tzibur. Toimav v'nasi sh'asui l'shtanois. Rashi, the Ovar minisiyusoi, if he loses his nesiyos, kishay Yachid havi, he can end up becoming a regular Yachid. So maybe the reason the Torah had to mention Yediyah by the Nasi, because you would have thought Nasi is different, because a Nasi can lose his nesiyos, as opposed to a Tzibur can never not be the Tzibur, and the Yachid can never change either. What do you mean? Is that true? The Yachid can never change? Maybe the Yachid's going to become a Nasi. Either way, I am Bachroidim. Elam Rabbaya. Rabbaya said, so how then do you know this halacha? Same makar, but a little different. Mehachah, because mechdi. Mitzvahis, yalfi me'adadi. We have zeresh shavas that connect all these parashiyas. Kimin the yalfi me'adadi, lomani d'chsiv, shalash yidiyas, gabi yachid, v'gabi nasi, v'gabi tzibur, men inyan l'gufeyo, in togamri loy, mitzvahis, if I don't need it, because I have the gzeresh shavah, t'neyo inyan, hecha de misya l'day, basa yema kipurim, hu de maisi chadis. Abai essentially had the same makar as the first makar in the Gemara, but whereas in the first makar of the Gemara, Rab Zeira's makar, it's really being learned out from a tzad hashava. According to Abaya, it's really it's based on exerish. But the The point is, Chatas Nasi is extra, or something is extra. According to the first Makar, it's the Yediyah by Chatas Nasi. In Abaye's Makar, it's not sure which one is extra. But regardless, there's something, there is a mention of Yediyah that's extra. What's it coming to teach me? Not the basic halacha that Chatas requires Yediyah, that I anyways know. It's coming to teach me this added halacha. Frank the Gemara, Nacha Kasha. Emo ki misyil adei yibosu yema kipurim, hu demaisi Chatas. So we just said that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for a situation where you didn't have Yediyah. But says the Gemara, "Avol Oshem Tolu Yidal Hodein Chet Kasi." Ei Mahachin Nami the Mechaper Dechimi Yisur the Lebasa the Kamaisi Oshem Tolu Loi Maisi Chatos. What's Gemara's Kasha? Maybe if someone brings an Oshem Tolu, he shouldn't have to bring a chatas afterwards when he finds out that he really did the aver. So the most basic halacha of Ashram Tali is that it's an interim kapar. But once a person finds out, if he ever finds out that he did the aver, at that point, what's the halacha? You have to bring a carbon chatas. Faith to Gemara. Why is that? And even though we just said that Yom Kippur doesn't work for a chayiv chatas, then maybe Yom Kippur doesn't work. But maybe Ashram Tali is better than Yom Kippur. And the Gemara gives a svara. Ashram Tali is more focused. It's laser focused on this Avera, as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is a more general Kapara. But in short, the Gemara's question is, how do you know that if a person brings an Ashram Tali, he still later will have to bring a Chatas if he finds out that he bevade did the Avera? I don't say he brought an Ashram Tali. Why should Ashram Tali not work? Amar Rava, Amar Kro, Oy Hoida, Elav Mikom Akan. Because the pasuk says that if you're made aware that you have to bring a carbon chatas, you bring a carbon chatas. Or if you're made aware that you did the avera bevadai, you have to bring a carbon chatas, become makayim, and it's mashma. Even after you brought the ashram talui, still that halacha is going to be true. Says the Gemara, Zahashtu do Amar, ki misyul adei, maisi chatas, ashram talui lamaba. Said the Maman of Shach. But this is the Gemara we've all been waiting for. So if that's the case, then why did you bring the Ashram Tali in the first place? Amar Rav Zeira, she'emeis meis b'lo yov. No, you know what? It's negate. What if the person dies before he ever finds out? So he never had a chance to bring the chatas. So if he dies, the Ashram Tali will be mechaper. Maskef lo rova, meis, misa memarekes. If the person dies, the misa is going to be mechaper anyways. So to the extent he dies, he doesn't need this. Elamai Rava said, lo hagin olav in ayisurim. The reason he does it is to protect him from the yisurim on this, during this interim time, before he knows for sure what he did, before he could actually bring the carbon chatos. So the Torah was chasa al gufan shel Yisrael, and the Torah said that this person has a way to get some sort of kapara. His kapara is, it's an interim kapara to bring an ashram tali. Let's just learn one final gemara, and then we'll go back and we'll speak out some rate. Chatos o'if ha'bal ha'safik. So the Mishnah said in the last line, chatos o'if ha'bal ha'safik, a little bit of a different topic, im mishen nimleka noida tikaver. So this is a woman who's bringing a chatas oif misafik. She's not sure if she's a yeledes. They did malika on the chatas oif, and then she found out. Pashas, it sounds like she found out that she for sure has to bring a carbon. So what's the halacha? Meaning that she's a yeledes. The cover, you go ahead and you bury the chatas oif. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi keeper. Even though you're burying the chatas oif, but the halacha is, this woman is going to get kapara. I mean, they did the malika. They did it at a time where it was only a suffix. But at the end of the day, now that we found out that she for sure needed to bring it, there's no reason she shouldn't get kapara. Just because the malika was done at a time where there was a suffix, that's not a reason she shouldn't get kapara. Then why are we burying it? Burying it sounds like there's something wrong with this. If you tell me she gets kapara, that means it's a kosher chatas. If it's a kosher chatas, why are we burying it? So the Gemara says, because being that it was brought at a time where there was a suffix, it could be they didn't watch, the Kehanim didn't watch it carefully. Because a chatas oif is nechal. But a chatas oif abal asafik is not nechal. So if even they brought it originally, they knew they weren't eating it anyway, so maybe they weren't so careful with it. So they weren't so careful, it's possible. Why? Because the carbon comes possible by hesach hadas. But the Gemara says, emes lo mishtameres. When are you worried that maybe they weren't watching it? Imei kara. If it was before they did the malika, chayahav, it was alive. While it was alive, there's no halach of shmira. And either besides, if you're worried after the malika they didn't watch it, they certainly did watch it. Kamantala, why would they not watch it? Even if you can't eat it, but it's still a carbon. It's not a hefkervel. You can't just do whatever you want with it. Says the Gemara, Ela masnisin binoidala deloyot. You have to say the Mishnah when it says that a chatas oif mishinimlaka noidala. The halach is to cover. It's not noidala that she has to bring a carbon, that she's a vadi yeledes. Just the opposite. It was noidala deloyalta. And that's why the halach is tikaver. And why is it tikaver? If it was noidalosh loynaldas, it's hufra adav my afraid that this is nothing. It says, well, you're right. Ubedinu du muteres bano. Really, it should be mutabano. Umayti kaver midirabanon. It's only midirabanon. But really, midiraisa, it shouldn't be an issue. Okay. If that's the case, what did Rav mean? We started the Gemara. On my Rav keeper, you get kapara. We thought he's going back on the Mishnah. Rav said you get kapar. Now we said that's not what the Mishnah is referring to, because the Mishnah is talking about a case where a woman found out after she already brought the chatas ha'oif, they did the malika, that she wasn't chayv. She wasn't chayv, she doesn't need kapar. So there's no keeper. We just found out that she doesn't need a carbon. So what did Rav mean? The Rav is referring to a different Mishnah, which Mishnah, also a Mishnah that we learned a few days ago, Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Halo Isha Shevi Echad Asayi Besafik. A woman brought a Chad Asayi Besafik. Imachle Nimla Kanoid Lashi Yaldavad. If she found out before the Malika that she has to bring a carbon, Tasavad, then bring it as a Vadai. Shimi Min Shevi Aloy Haidim Evi Aloy. It's the same carbon, so you might as well just bring it as a Vadai. Imishin Nimla Kanoid Lashi Yaldavad. If she found out after the Malika that she had a baby, Amar Rav, what's the halacha? Mazed Dama, Umoitzed Dama, Vekipra, Umutaras. So then the halacha is, you bring the carbon, you finish the carbon, you're going to get kapara. That's what he was referring to. He wasn't referring to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is at the cover. If it's the cover, obviously, there's no kapara. He was referring to that Mishnah. It's the same halacha, but it's not the halacha of our Mishnah, it's the halacha of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says, Achuruba Asura Ba'achilo. In this case, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat it. So again, what happened? A woman brought a chatas ha'oif because she wasn't sure if she was a yeledes or not. They did the malika, and then they found out that really she's a yeledes. So the halacha is, you do everything. You finish the avoida. You do the hazah. You do the mitzvah. You do everything that has to be done. She gets kapara. But whereas Rav said you can even eat it, because that's the halach of every chatas ha'oif, Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan said, asuru b'achila. Why? This looks like a chatas ha'oif abal asafik. Initially it was brought al asafik. It turns out it was rather, she was a vada yeledes. But we didn't know it at the time that the carbon was brought. And as a result, it looks a lot like a chatas ha'oif abal asafik. For Gzeira, the Chum said, don't eat it. Honey, levi kavasi the Rav. Chatas ha'oif ha'ba'al ha'safik. So Levi brought a b'raisa like Rav. Chatas ha'ba'al ha'safik. Imish nimel kanoida she'yol devadai. Maze doma umoitze doma v'kipra and muteres ba'achila. This is Rav. Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. Chatas ha'oif ha'ba'al ha'safik. Imach le'i nimel kanoida she'yol devadai. Teitze duchul ha'itimach le'chavirta. So again, chatas ha'ba'al ha'safik. If you found out that she was lo'yol devadai before the malika, then it's chulin. Im actually nimel kanoida she'yol devadai. If she found out before the malika that she's a vada yeledes, tasavad. Shemimin shemivia aloy hoida mevia aloy. It's the same carbon, so just turn it into a vada. Im mishenimla kanoida sheyolda. This is the case where Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argued. Then the halach is maza umaitzedama vekipra vasura b'achila. So this is the tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan mitzedama v'achkach noida sheyolda. What happens if they did the mitzoy? They did everything, and then they found out that she had a baby. Asura afilu bahana. At that point, it's going to be also banosha asafik b'mitchila kipra sveikav. Then it's a regular chatas ha'oif. What does that mean? Because the whole purpose of the chatas ha'oif misafik is when you're not sure what to do, bring the carbon and it's treated like a carbon. That's exactly what happened. They weren't sure what to do. They brought it as a carbon. Then later you found out, mazel tov. That's always the way it's supposed to be. You're always supposed to find out later what happened. The point is that it was brought ala safik, and bring that it was brought ala safik. That's why the halacha is you just treat it as a regular carbon. So again, we had machloikis. This last gemara is a machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where Safik Yoledes is bringing her chatas ha'oif. The halacha is a chatas ha'oif is ba'al ha'safik. It's just not nechal. That's the halacha. She's bringing her chatas ha'oif. The kohen did malika, and right after the malika, before the mitzvah and the hazar, somebody comes running into the hazar and says, I'm letting you know, she for sure had a baby. Okay, you do the mitzvah, you do the hazah, it's beautiful. She gets her kapara, she can fulfill exactly what the Torah says she needs to fulfill in the beginning of Parashas Tazriah. The question is, could the kehanim eat from this carbon or not? You're going to tell me, what do you mean? She's a yeledes vadeh, chatas ha'oif is nechal, it's kuloi nechal. No chelik of it went on the mizbech. It was all eaten by the kayanim. And that's what Rav says. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says that being that mitchila was brought out of Safik, so even though it was nisbara later, that really she's a yoledes vadai, but it certainly looks a lot like a yoledes safik. And gzeira de rabbanon, the chachamim said, tikaver, don't eat this carbon because we're afraid that people will always eat from the basar of a safik chatas ha'oif, and ordinarily it is also to eat from the basar of a safik chatas ha'oif. Exhale. So a few ha'aris related to the ashim talui / yom kippur component of the last two dafim. It's Yudua, the Gemara Mesach de Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah says in Mesach de Shabbos, Lo Yikro Lo Eraner, that a person on Friday night, Shabbos, it's dark, he is not allowed to learn even Torah next to a candle. And the reason is, Gzeir Shamayat, that we're afraid that while you're learning, you'll have Hesach Hadas, you're going to take the candle, you're going to bend it a little bit, and you could be Mechal Shabbos. Chil Shabbos, even B'shoigig, is Chayiv Chata, is very terrible. And it's for that reason, the Chachamim said, Lo Yikra Lo Oiraner. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha heard what the Chachamim said, and he said, Ani Ekrav Lo Yata. Nah, I don't think this is something that we have to worry about. Says the Gemara, I'm forwarding, Rav Nosson Oimek Karvehita, that even though Rabbi Shmuel said that he felt that this whole gzeir of the Chachamim wasn't something that was very reasonable, or at least it didn't apply to him, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Karavihita, the Kasav al ben Kasa. Not just that, he wrote on his Pinkus, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha, Karisi v'hotisi, Ner b'Shabbos, v'kishe yibana beis hamikdash, Avi, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, I'm going to have to bring a carbon chatos. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim for David Yoel Weiss, in Parshas Vayikra, in his Sefer on Vayikra, he clears a shayla. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, what did he mean? He meant if the Beis HaMikdash would have been built during his lifetime, then he would have been chayef to bring a carbon chatos? Or did he mean that even la'achat chiyas ha-mesen, if he wouldn't be zoicha for the Beis HaMikdash to be built during his lifetime, he's going to have to, after Tchias HaMeisim, bring a carbon chatos for what he did. Big nafgamina la'alacha. Any person that ever did an Avera B'shoigig during Galus, is he going to have a list, a reshima of all the karbonis that he did? Because you're born a Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have to start bringing chatos shmeinis for every Avera B'shoigig, or for every halama. But the point is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, did he mean dafka b'yomav while he was alive? Or is it something that he meant that even lachat chias amesim he would have a chiyav. So David Yoel Weiss told to a Rashi Masechtas Yuma daf pei. The Gemara over there says something similar. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ha'oichol chela b'zman hazeh. If somebody eats chela b'zman hazeh, b'shoikig, tzarech sheyichtov loyshir. He should write down how much of it he ate. Why? Shema yovi bez denacher v'yarbe b'shiyure. Because you're assuming that you're going to have to bring a carbon chatas for what you ate. But the shiurim are variable. You never know what the real shiur is, right? There's so many shailas when it comes to shiur. So if somebody eats chela b'zman hazeh, you should write down exactly how much he eats. You shouldn't just say I ate a kezias. Maybe you got it wrong. So write down exactly what you wrote, because it could be that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, you're going to find out that maybe you didn't really eat a shiur. Zok the Hilgar Rashi. Listen to Lashon Yezah. Hachi kamar. Ha'eichol pachas mikezias b'zman hazeh, yichtoiv kishir ze ochalti. Shemi yibona Beis HaMikdash biyomav, v'yizchadish bezdin, v'tizchadish halacha v'yoyim rushachayiv karben al kezias katan. But zok Rashi one word. Shemi yibona Beis HaMikdash biyomav. What does Rashi want with biyomav? It's mashma from Rashi, said Rav David Yoel Weiss, tucked away here in Yuma Daf Pei Amud Aleph, that it's only biyomav that you would be chayev. But if it wasn't biyomav, you wouldn't be chayev. But the truth is, it's a mefurish Iran on this Gemara right here in the Sechtes Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So it's a favor for a Rashi, but it's really a mefurish Iran right here Alatar. Zok the Ran in Chedush Eretz, so not in the Ran on the Rif, Rabbeinu Nissen, but it's right here in the Chedush Enran Masach de Shabbos. Va'amru b'toisves. Da'ay de karma l'kishay yibana beis hamikdash biyomav karma. Where Rabbi Shmuel went when he said l'kishay yibana beis hamikdash, he meant during his lifetime. Di achashay yomos, because if achashay yomos, lo'y efshar, he won't be chayev. De chata shemesu ba'leho, l'misa asla. Because it would be a chata shemesu ba'leho. And a chata shemesu ba'leho is l'misa asla. So what exactly he means by chata shemesu ba'leho is beyond the scope of what we're talking about right now. It has a pshat, but not for now. But the point is, it's the mefurish in the Ran, and the Ran brings it b'shem. The Ran brings it b'shem toisa. Stating that, the Megadim Chadashim says that the Chidah in the Sefer Pnei David brings many places where the Arizal said not that way. The Arizal said in his Svarim HaKdoshim, that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, a Yid's going to have to bring a carbon chatos for every aveiru that he did b'shoigig when he was in Galus. So it's not just biyomav, but even the achar atchir, and it would seem to be almost a machloikis between Teres HaNigla and Teres HaNister. Teres HaNigla, we have a Rashi in Yuma Daf Peyam and Aleph. We have a Chedushi Aran and Masach Neshabas Taf Yudbezim and Beis B'Shem Toisves that seems to say what? That the halachas is only biyomav that it's going to be negev. But achar atchir, at that point, you wouldn't be chayiv anymore. And we have a Arizal that the Chida brings in many places, but Arizal said not that way. Even Lachat Chiyah, it's still something that you're going to be obligated to do. Now, first glance, what would be the svar? Why only be Yama? So Pashup Shat, you could say is, I don't know, maybe it's Parim Chadash's Bokan. I mean, as long as you're alive, so there's a Cheshbon, there's Karbonos, there's different things that you're supposed to do. But Lachat Chiyah, you're a different person. So if you're a different person, Mehecha Tesi, at that point, and Mehecha Tesi, at that point, you're still going to be Chayav a carbon. What? In the new world, in the La'achar Atchiyah, you're still going to have obligations that you had from your first time around? I don't know. Could be. That could be the svar. Reb W.L.Y. says it's even more posh than that. And he says, not just that. He says, I think I have a Mufurish Raya from a Gemara. None other than in today's daf. A Gemara Masechtis Krisus Daf Chav Vav Amadeus. The Gemara says in Masechtis Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amadeus. That Rav Masio ben Chorosh said that he was in Rome, in Roimi, and he met Rav Elazar ben Azari. So Rav Masio ben Chorosh was one of the Tanaim. He was also the Rav. He was the chief rabbi of Rome, so to speak. And he met Rav Elazar ben Azari in Roimi. And he went to Rav Elazar ben Azari and he told him that I heard a braisa from Rabbi Shmuel with regards to Dalit Chiluke Kapara. That when it comes to Yom Kippur being Mechaper, Rabbi Shmuel said that Yom Kippur doesn't just work for everything, but there's different rules. And depending on what a very person did, that determines how Yom Kippur affects it, but more generally, how exactly he gets Chapara. And he set out the, and he wanted Rav Elazar ben Azari to clarify to him, and Rav Elazar ben Azari clarified. And this is what he told him. He told him, if a person's over on an assay, a person doesn't put on tefillin, a person doesn't take dalet minim, it doesn't eat matzah on Pesach, the halacha is he has to do tshuva. Without tshuva, you're not going to get Kapara. But if you do tshuva, you're going to get the Kapara. In fact, over al assay, the shav, that all he needs to do is tshuva. You do tshuva, everything's going to be okay. What if a person does, so then again he has to do tshuva. You have to, without tshuva, you're not getting on to first base. You have to do tshuva. Tshuva toilah, however, tshuva itself is not mechaper. It's Yom Kippur that's mechaper. So tshuva is toila, and for that is Yom Kippur. Overall, kriso is Mises Bezdin. What if someone's over on a chayvi krisos, or on a chayvi Mises Bezdin, v'asa tshuva, and he does tshuva, which again you have to do. So tshuva v'yem ekipurim toila, tshuva Yom Kippur is toila, v'yisurim emarkin. And unfortunately, without yisurim, the person can't get kapara. Avo mishi yesh b'yichil Hashem b'yad, there's someone who's over chil Hashem, ein loy koyach b'tshuva litlois, v'loy b'yem ekipurim l'chaper, v'loy b'yisurim yomarek, el kulam toilim, u'misa memarek. Then the mechaper is going to be misa. So he said, "There's dalit chav. There's four mechaper. There's tshuva. There's yom kippur. There's yisurim, and there's misa. If someone's over an assay, that's the lowest on the spectrum. All you have to do is tshuva. Tshuva alone is mechaper. Lois assay, yom kippur is mechaper. Chayvi krisus, chayvi misa bezdin." Yisurim amemarik and Chil Hashem, which is the highest, that's the most chomer, only Misa is going to be mechaper. But you see from here that Misa is mechaper. Not only is Misa mechaper, but Misa is mechaper even for Chil Hashem. So, Michal, for sure, Michal b'sayim mana, if it's mechaper for Chil Hashem, it's mechaper for Chayvi Christus and Chayvi Misa Bezdin, it's mechaper for Lois Aseh, it's certainly mechaper for Aseh. Chayvi, Misa is the ultimate mechaper. So if Misa is the ultimate mechaper, that would be the smartest as Rav David Duai White. That's why it's Pasha, L'chayra, that the Rishonim held that it's only Biyam of the Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha would have been chayv to bring a Karban Chatas. But once he would have died, La'achar HaTchiyah would have been chayv. You know what? Not because Panim Chadash is Bo'okam. That's way more complicated. It's more simple. Because once there's Misa, Misa is going to be mechaper. And he says, I have a Mepurish Gemara. You know what the Gemara is? Exactly. The Gemara said in today's daf that why do you bring an Asham Talui? After you bring the Asham Talui, you're anyways going to have to bring a Chatas if you ever found out that you did the Aveir. So what's the point in the Asham Talui? So the Gemara says, you know why? Maybe you bring an Asham Talui? Maybe it's enough. The person died before you ever found out. Before you ever had a chance to bring the Chatas. Zok the Gemara. No, if he died, he doesn't have to bring the Chatas. You're bringing an Asham Talui because the person might die without bringing a Chatas? If he dies, a Dafnish the Chatas. Why does he need the Chatas? Because the Misa, it's a Mefurish Gemara. So it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Rishonim don't quote it, but Sejim W.O.Y. Selchuris and Mefurish Gemara right here in Krisus Dav Chav Vav Amadeus, this idea, this concept that Misa's Mechaper and being that Misa's Mechaper, says for that reason the halacha is that Rabbi Shmuel, when he said Kshibana Beis HaMikdash Avi Chata Shmeni, he only meant if the Beis HaMikdash would be built B'yomov. But if the Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be built B'yomov, at that point this is something that wasn't going to be negated. Another thing that we saw in today's daf was the halacha that what would be if somebody didn't know he did an Avera before Yom Kippur. And then after Yom Kippur he found out that he did the Avera. So do you say that, being that when Yom Kippur passed, he didn't know about the Aveir? So it's a chet she'ei makar by el ha-makai. So maybe at that point, the halacha should be, that he shouldn't be chayev to bring a carbon after Yom Kippur when he finds out. So the Gemara said, not that way. How do you know that? So the first makar of the Gemara was very clear. The second one was a little less clear, but the first was very clear. And that is because the Torah said that the Nasi could only bring this carbon chatas if he had yediya, which is extra, because you could have learned it from a tzad ashava between the chatas yachin and the parah of Davish al-Tzibur. So we learn from the chatas Nasi this halacha. It's in the parish of chatas Nasi that the Torah was megalitas, this idea that if someone didn't have yediya before Yom Kippur, he didn't know he did an Avera, Yom Kippur happened, he found that after Yom Kippur, doesn't matter. Even though when Yom Kippur happened, only Hashem knew about the Avera, no one knew about it yet, still the halach is, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, you're still going to have to bring a carbon chatas. Remeir Simcha and Meshech Chachma says that why is it that the Torah was megala this halacha to us, a very important halacha. Why did the Torah reveal this halacha to us dafka by the chatas nasi? Why didn't it mention it by the chatas yachid, by the parol davash al tzibur? The way it works out in Cheshvin is the Torah told it to us by the Chatas Nasi. It says nothing is a coincidence. So why did the Torah mention it to us, Dafka, by the Chatas Nasi? So Yishtal Su, a Shita of Rav Shimon, which is mentioned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Hayris. Rav Shimon says a halacha that if a person, an ordinary man, would do an Avera B'Shogig, he didn't know that he did the Avera. He had no idea he did the Avera. In the interim, became king, literally. He became the Nasi. He's the Melech in Klal Yisrael right now. And then after he became Melech, he found out that he did an Avera. Shtelzich de Fraga. He has to bring a carbon chatas now. Because now he checks off all the boxes. He did an Avera B'Shogig Shazdoine Karis. And he knows about it. So now he has to bring a carbon chatas. Which chatas should he bring? Should he bring the regular chatas, the chatas yachid? He did the Avera when he was an ordinary man. Or no, maybe he brings the chatas nasi, because he found out about it when he was the nasi. And yediyah is a crucial part of it. So what's the halacha? Do you bring the chatas yachid, or you bring the chatas nasi? You know what Rav Shimon says? You don't bring the chatas. Rav Shimon says you don't bring any chatas. And the Gemara Masechtas Hayris discusses why is it that Rav Shimon holds you don't need and the Gemara gives a very lumdisha reason. Stating that, says Rabbi Simcha, if you take a look in the Yerushalmi, if you take a look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, in Masechtas Hayris, right in front of me, said the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. The Gemara in Hayris gives a lumdisha pshat. The Yerushalmi says a balabata pshat. The Yerushalmi says a beautiful pshat. Chavraya Amrin. Because you know what happened to this person between the time he did the Avera and he found out about the Avera? He became king. He was oil of the Gedula. And Gedula is Mechaper. Yishalmi, of course, is referring to an idea that's mentioned in Bavli as well. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula, Elim Kein Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avinoisav. That when a person is Oyla L'Gdula, he gets Mechilas Avinois. Says the Yishalmi, Rav Shimon Bar Yechai held, that's not Rav Shimon, that Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula, Elim Kein Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avinoisav. That means Gedula is Mechaper. So if Gedula is Mechaper, he doesn't bring any carbon. He gets complete kapara. Says Rav Meir Simcha, in the parasha of Nasi, you see a tremendous chiddush that gedula is mechaper, and gedula can be mechaper in lieu of having to bring a karma chatas. So a yid was chayiv to bring a karma chatas. He did an avera. He didn't know about it yet. Gedula is mechaper. So what's the shayla? Dude, now when you find out, you have to bring a carbon. The halach is no. That's from Shimon Shita. So I would have thought that just like Gedula is mechaper, maybe Yom Kippur is also mechaper. Kamash one, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Gedula, yeah, Yom Kippur, no. So you want to know why the Torah told it to us. The Torah was megala this to us. Dafka over here. Why did the Torah tell it to us dafka in this parasha? Because you would have thought that just like Gedula is mechaper, maybe Yom Kippur. It's the same exact case, right? It's the same exact case. You did the Avera before you were Nasi, then you became a Nasi, then you found out about it. The Gedula took place in between the Avera and the Yediya. The Gedula is mechaper. So maybe Yom Kippur the same thing. You did the Avera before Yom Kippur, you didn't know about it, Yom Kippur happened, then you found out about it. So if Gedula is mechaper, shouldn't Yom Kippur be mechaper? The answer is no. Gedula is mechaper, Yom Kippur is not. But the Torah had to say it by Nasi, because that's what would have misled you. And that's why the Torah mentioned it by the Nasi. This is classic Rameh Simcha. Rameh Simcha sees in this Gemara A Yerushalmi Masechta Sayri is in the third, Gevaldik. But either way, you see from here an unbelievable thing. You know, you talk about in Adam Oyla Gdula Elam Ke Moichel Ne'alkal V'Noisa, right? Chasson Moichel Ne'alkal V'Noisa. It always comes together. A Chasson, a Chacham, a Nasi. There's a concept of in Adam Oyla Gdula Elam Ke Moichel Ne'alkal V'Noisa. In this Yerushalmi, in this Sugya, this is an obscure Sugya, but in this Sugya tucked away in the third parak of Yerushalmi, Hyrius and Krisus Dafchavav, you see that to a degree, the gedul is mechaper even more than Yom Kippur. Gedul is mechaper, and even Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur, it's not mechaper on the same level as gedul is. There's a lot to talk about on that note. But the income of Karmel Harach. But I want to end with two moha'aris. And that is that in yesterday's daf, we had Rabbi Eliezer Shita, which merged into Bava Babuta Shita, and that is Rabbi Eliezer holds that Misnadav Adam Asham Tali B'chol Yoyim U'v'chol Eshe Yeretz. A person can be Misnadav and Asham Tali B'chol Yoyim U'v'chol Eshe Yeretz. Hu Haya Nikra Asham Chasidim. And it was called Asham Chasidim. Why was it called Asham Chasidim? Nothing's a coincidence, I think. The Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim Daf Yura Mid Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim Arishonim Hayu Misavim Lahavi Karban Chatas. The Chasidim Arishonim had a taiva. They wanted to bring a Karban Chatas. And what do you mean? Why couldn't they just bring a Karban Chatas? It was never Negeya. V'visha'ina Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takola Yudeya. When do you bring a Chatas? If you may have, or if you b'shoigig, not may have, if you b'shoigig, we're over a chadi krisus. Ena kodesh baruch hu, maybe takola al yudei. Maho yoisim. So what did they do? Oimdim u misnadvin nezirus lamokim. Kedeshi is chayim kor mechatas lamokim. Because the nazir, when he finishes his nezirus, has to bring korbanos. One of them is a chatas. And that was their way of bringing a kor mechatas. You see in this Gemara that the chsidim arishoinim hayu masavim lohavi chatas. They wanted to bring korbanos. So if the chsidim were the ones that wanted to bring karbanos, so it makes sense that this Asham Tali, which is not something you have to bring, it's only something that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, if a person wants to, he could bring. Who brought it? Probably the Chasidim. Make a tasty. It's a Gemara. Chasidim are Yerushalayim, Hayu Masavim Lehevi Chatas. But I think you see even more than that. Because the emes is, when you learn the Gemara in the Darim, why they only want to bring a Chatas? Why didn't they also want to bring an Asham? Right, they wanted to bring a Chatas. Bring a chatas. No, chatas not bab benedah benedah. You can't bring a chatas. Ve'ina kodesh baruch hu, maybe takal ayod. What about an asham? An asham is also not bab benedah benedah. There's two karbonis that are not bra benedah benedah. So when you learn the darim daf yud, you're not holding in these sugyas so much. But now we're holding in these sugyas. And now we're learning the darim daf yud. So learn the Gemara. Chasidim arishayim hayu mesavim lahavi chatas. Why not an asham? The Teretz is this Mishnah. They used to bring an asham. The chasidim brought the asham. They brought the asham chasidim. They had the asham tali. The chatas was the issue. So if the chatas was the issue, but I had a different asham. Something else bothered me. And that is, why they want to bring a chatas? Chatas is a mechaper. It's a refuah. That's what it is. If a person doesn't need the refuah, they had a taiva for a chatas. If they never brought, if they never had to bring a carbon chatas, then why would they want to bring a car? You would think that a chatas is just something that you need to do. If you need, what's a chatas? It's a mechaper. Oil is a doyrin. Chatas is a mechaper. So if they didn't need the mechaper, what does that mean? Hayu mesavin lahavi chatas. So I was thinking that we just spoke out the Gemara earlier. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was karvihito. He said, "Kishibana beis hamikdash abi chatas shmeina." And we've spoken out so many times that the Svarim HaKadoshim discuss why do you say chatas shmeina? Fat chatos and a skinny chatos not a chatos krusha. Why did he say l'kishayibana beis hamikdash avi chatos shemena? The Chasam Sofer says that he heard from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, who said a davar nifla. Isn't what he said. He said that if a person is over an issa derabanan, this is the way Rav Nosson Adler said it, that if a person is over an issa derabanan, he can't bring a carbon chatos. You can only bring a carbon chatos when you have to bring a carbon chatos. So if someone does an avera for which he's not chayv a carbon chatos, it's not ogeya. You can't bring a carbon chatos. Stating that, when a person brings a chatas, he can bring a chatas shmeina, he can make it a gebifta chatas, and the shmeina of the chatas will work, that'll get kapara, even for other averes that he did. Even if he's surei de rabbon. So Rav Nosson Adler said, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. But he was also over in Issa Derabanan. Because the Chachamim said, lo yikra lo iranen. And Rabbi Shmuel said, ani yekra lo yata. I have nothing to worry about. And what happened? He was over in Issa Derabanan, and he was over Chil Shabbos Dairaisa. So said Rabbi Nosson Adler, Chasam Sofer brings, that Rabbi Shmuel brought his carbon. He didn't just want kapara for the Chayvei Krisos. He also wanted kapara for the fact that he was over in Issa Derabanan. He wanted kapara for that as well. The fact that he was over lo yikra lo iranen. So he said, avi chata shmeina. The chata shmeina, like this, I'll get kapara not only for the Chil
still Shabbos, but I'm going to get kapara also for the fact that I was over on the Issa Derabanan. So it could be the Chassidim Arishoyim Hayu Masabim Lahavi Chatos. You know why? Because it's true. The only time you bring a karma chatos is if you do a Chayvi Krisus B'Shoigig. The Ina Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takola Yadam. So it was never negated. They were never Chayv Chatos. And if you're not chayv chatos, why would you have a taiva to bring a chatos? It doesn't make any sense. Either you have to, or what's the point? Adarab, Baruch Hashem, you don't have to bring a chatos. Why is that a bad thing? You know why it's a bad thing? Because when you bring a chatos, you can make an achata shmeina, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said. And you can now get kaparis for other things, for even the Rabbanon. There's no such thing as a person never ever doing an avera. Yeah, the Chassidim Rishonim, they had shmira. The Chassidim always have shmira, but they had shmira. Many psukim in Tehillim, drag the Chassidim Yishma. There's many psukim shoyim and nafshes Chassidim. They have shmira. The Chassidim do, but that they never do an avera is no such thing. And they felt that they were losing out. Because if they ever had to bring a carbon chatas, they would be able to bring a chatas shmeina. So it could be that's why. Chassidim Arishoyim, Hayim Asavim Lavi Chatas. They didn't have a taiva to bring an asham, even though it's also not Bob and Adam and Adav, because they brought the asham chassidim. That's the Mishnah, and Mesechtes Krisos, Tav Chav, Heim and Al. The reason they had a taiva to bring a carbon chatas is so they could bring a chatas shmeina, like Rabbi Shmuel, like the Chassam Sofer said from his grace Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, that even though chatas is only Bob and Chavi Krisos, Beshoigig, but if you're making a chatas shmeina, you can get kapara even for other things, even for Yisur Derabanan. It's for that reason they wanted it. So what did they do? They brought the Chatas Nazar. Maybe through the Chatas Nazar they were able to get kapara. They didn't just bring a Chatas Nazar, maybe it was a Chatas Nazar Shmeina. I'm not sure, but either way,